Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
It's time for Anna and Raven, Star of the State.
That's right. Every week we select another Connecticut city or town. We highlight them throughout the week. This week it's all about Easton.
What up, Easton? Represent.
And don't forget on Friday, how we always do is we wrap it up by giving you free coffee. We're going to be buying you free coffee at Easton Village Store, 440 Sport Hill Road in Easton between 8 and 9 a.m. Producer Christian will be there.
Listen, reading about the Village Store in Wikipedia, it's in Wikipedia and they list half their menu items. I'm curious as to what I'm going to have him bring back, but he's bringing me back something.
Well, I hope he sent Producer Christian out to talk to people on the street, and hopefully he asked about that.
Let's
see what he said.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Tom Donnelly.
Hi, Tom. And what do you do in Easton?
I work as a sales manager at Maple Row Farm.
Oh, Maple Row Farm. So Easton is really famous for all their farms.
Bunch of farms, four or five big farms. There are a couple smaller ones, too, but Maple Row been there a long time, and they've got the best trees anywhere.
That's what they say. Yeah, the Christmas tree's cutting them down. I've tailgated there a couple times. I'm not going to lie.
You're a partier. Hmm.
What's the worst joke you've ever heard Dirty Dick tell down at Greiser's?
I hear his jokes are it's an interesting taste, so to speak.
So this guy, and Producer Christian, jump on the air with us real quick.
Yes.
This guy, Dirty Dick at Greiser's, right? That's right. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like Greiser's.
Greiser's.
He's been there for a long time, and he got that name by telling people dirty jokes?
I guess so. I actually did get the chance to talk to him. He did not want to talk to me all that much.
He didn't like you?
He wouldn't share any of those jokes on...
No.
He refused to talk to you.
So they
owned that place.
Nice guy, but like, you know. He just was like, I don't really don't want to do this.
The family has owned that store for 90 years. 90 years. He's like third or fourth generation from what I'm gathering of owning the store.
And clearly hates Christian.
Well, maybe he was funnier back in the day. Or maybe he knows in the cell phone age and the recording age that he can't tell all of his jokes.
Well, I mean, it's true. You show up there where you stick a mic in somebody's face. We can't give him a hard time about that.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a personal story of the white lady at the Union Cemetery? Have you ever seen her?
No, I have not. A lot of my friends have talked about coming up here, you know, especially back in high school around Halloween time, and they claim to have seen her, but I have not.
Yeah, it's funny how everyone knows somebody that's seen the white lady, but you've never actually seen it yourself.
They don't want to be locked down as the crazy person.
That's true.
What is the best farm for Christmas trees?
Well, I'll be a little biased, but definitely Maple Row Farm, where we are right now. 220 acres, cut your own Christmas trees, thousands and thousands. It's a great time at Christmas.
Have you ever tailgated here?
I would love to, except I'm working during the tailgating season, but I've seen hundreds and hundreds of people tailgating, having a blast.
It's like a real thing, tailgating at Maple Row Tree Farm. So my cousin's family does it every year, and we've crashed it a bunch of times. You go, we set up folding tables, hot chocolate, hot apple cider, sometimes it's spiked. And
I was going to say, I was going to go with the hot chocolate thing.
Right.
That's what you're going to go with?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I will say this, is that I learned more about trees from Maple Row Tree Farm than I ever knew before whatsoever.
It's a cool place.
What's the best deli item from the Easton Village store?
All the guys that come in here and buy mulch from us go in there for lunch, and I hear their pulled pork's pretty good.
Got that, Raven? Pulled pork. That's what we need on Friday.
That's what we're having for breakfast Friday morning.
Yep.
Who is the most famous or well-known resident of Easton?
Probably Helen Keller, I would guess.
I hear she's mad famous, from what Raven has told me.
Well, there is a school named after her.
She's got to be pretty famous.
Raven is so excited about Helen Keller.
Mad famous.
Mad famous.
She's mad famous.
It's like 1994.
Everybody knows who Helen Keller is. Everybody knows.
She's mad famous, yo.
Right. I literally had a conversation about Helen Keller with somebody like a week ago, and I was like, how did you not read Helen Keller's book?
Right.
How did you not read that?
She mad famous.
Yeah.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.